I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
Talk is Jericho, baby. Talk is Jericho.
All right, welcome to a very special presentation of Talkin' Shop live in Hawaii, presented by Talk is Jericho. That's right, Talkin' Shop returns, the worst podcast ever, according to the hosts, Luke Gallows, Carl Anderson, and AJ Styles. And I will be there too, Chris Jericho. Yes, basically we got the club here, but they're not really the club. They are Talkin' Shop, which is their podcast they started doing in Japan. They call it the worst podcast ever. All they do is have a couple cocktails and talk about whatever gets in their head. Lots of special guests are going to be here too. Uncle Alan, Nature Hoot, Sour Boy, hell yeah man, Sex Ferguson, and Redneck One, and don't forget Redneck Two are also going to be here. A whole lot of people joining in today on Talkin' Shop. The show's exactly what the name says. Everyone's sitting around having a couple drinks, talking about the wrestling biz and whatever else comes up. One of the funniest episodes of Talk is Jericho yet. I guarantee you're going to laugh your behinds off. And speaking of laughing your behinds off, you need to check out Keeping It 100 with Conan, the flagship podcast on the new Jericho Network at Podcast One. Super opinionated, super entertaining. He's got a whack pack morning show, Disco Inferno. OG is there. KG is there. Juventud Guerrera showing up. Mark Madden, Teddy Hart, Hurricane Helms. He's got a whole group of lunatics talking about whatever they think about. He's making you think. He's firing you up. Either way, subscribe to Keeping It 100 with Conan on the Jericho Network via Podcast One. You can do that on iTunes or on the app right now. And if you haven't already subscribed to Keeping It 100, do it. If you haven't subscribed to Talk is Jericho, do that too. Leave us both 5-star ratings and reviews and help the Jericho Network dominate the iTunes charts. Keeping 100 already on the sports charts on iTunes. I think it's a top 10 at this point in time. Congratulations, and thank all of you for listening to that. And thanks all of you for listening to Talk is Jericho. And this special presentation today, Talkin' Shop live in Hawaii, presented by Talk is Jericho. The hosts, Carl Anderson, Luke Gallows, and AJ Styles, coming up with all of the whack pack they got. Uncle Alan, Nature Hoot, Sour Boy, hell yeah, man, Sex Ferguson, Redneck One, Redneck Two, they're all coming up right after this. But first, I want to share something with you. Let's Netflix and chill tonight with The Resurrection of Jake the Snake, the amazing documentary about the, basically, like you said, the rebirth of Jake the Snake Roberts, thanks to Diamond Dallas Page and DDP Yoga. I know I keep talking about it, but that's only because it's that damn good. If you don't believe me, go check it out. I am an aficionado of documentaries, and I love this documentary. And the reason why, you don't have to be a wrestling fan to dig this documentary. This is Jake's story about how DDP literally saved his life. And hey, the numbers don't lie. Resurrection of Jake the Snake, currently the 6th highest rated documentary of all time on Netflix. The 6th highest rated documentary of all time on Netflix. Think about that. How many documentaries are there on Netflix? Yeah, this is number 6 ever. Okay, I'm telling you, this documentary is going to take you on a roller coaster ride of emotion. It's going to leave you feeling inspired, ready to take on the world at the end. It's going to make you frustrated. It's going to make you happy, sad, all that sort of stuff. But in the end, you're going to feel resurrected, just like Jake the Snake. And once you're fired up and ready to change your own life with the help of DDP Yoga and DDP Diamond Dallas Page, you're going to take advantage of this amazing offer that Dallas is giving Talk is Jericho listeners. Listen to this. 20%. Think about that. 20% off anything, 1/5 off anything you purchase at ddpyoga.com/Jericho for a limited time. That's 20% off DDP Yoga, 20% off the collector's edition of the Resurrection of Jake the Snake documentary, 20% off anything at ddpyoga.com. Go to ddpyoga.com/Jericho, get 20% off. Take advantage of it. Change your life. Start today. Become a better person. Get stronger mentally and physically. ddpyoga.com/Jericho. Go do it today.
Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino pride.
Yo, what up? It's Conan. Check out my new podcast, Keeping It 100, on the Jericho Network and PodcastOne.com. Every week we chop it up as we take an uncensored, no holds barred look at pro wrestling, boxing, MMA, politics, and pop culture. Boom. Don't stop till you get enough. Every week, I may or may not be consuming adult beverages while on the air. I may or may not be playing Peter Dinklage in ping pong. And we never let the truth get in the way of a good story. We're always on point like a decimal. So download new episodes of Keeping It 100 with myself, Conan, every Thursday at PodcastOne.com or subscribe at iTunes.
Talk is Jericho.
Okay, so we are here. This is a very special episode. It's officially presented by Talk is Jericho, but it's not an official Talk is Jericho. It is a special edition of Talking Shop live in Hawaii, which sounds to me like an Elvis comeback special, live in Hawaii. But it is a comeback. It's a comeback of Talking Shop, one of the most critically acclaimed, unknown, unlistened to podcasts of all time, featuring Carl Anderson, Luke Gallows, and AJ Styles is here as another special guest. Talking Shop. So I'm just going to hand over the reins, so to speak, of this podcast to the originators of Talking Shop. I've never heard an episode, so I'm just going to throw it out there. Here we go. Talking Shop, live in Hawaii, presented by Talk is Jericho.
Chris, as an originator of Talking Shop, Gallows, myself, and Rocky Romero, I have to tell you, thank you for allowing us to be on such a big stage for such a crappy podcast to be able to make it to this level and to be able to talk to our fans again. And let me just say this one more time. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Talking Shop. We're excited. Really?
Somebody's knocking.
This guy's all the way here? All the way in Hawaii?
Is that a knock on the door?
This is a knock on the door, Chris. Right. And it's something
we better let him in.
It's something we hit. No, get out of here. Let's just keep talking. Forget
him. I think you should let him in.
No, he's an idiot.
I'll get up and let him in.
Let him in. Come on in. Who? Oh, no.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you, idiot.
Carl, you dipshit. Don't talk to me like that.
How you been? How did you get to Hawaii?
I've been pretty good. I took an AirTran flight here to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Anyway, the following podcast is scheduled for 1 hour and will be hosted by the most wonderful and acclaimed professional wrestler in the world.
I almost kind of missed you,
Luke,
you idiot.
Duck! Gallows and his co-host, the dumbest, stupidest idiot in the world, Carl the Machine Gun Henderson. Oh!
Get out of here, Fink. It's me.
Oh, this is Benzer.
David Benzer.
You slapped yourself.
Ladies and gentlemen, shut up, Carl. I give to you, our guest at this time, the phenomenal AJ Styles. Shut up, Carl. And the greatest guest in Talking Shop history. He's a former hockey standout, a Canadian, an acclaimed professional wrestler, but never a member of Disorderly Conduct, Y2J, Chris Jericho.
God, I hate Pinzer, man. Get Fink back in here. God, that's the most annoying.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
That's the worst.
Thanks, Fink. Thanks, Pinzer.
That was the first Pinzer imitation I've heard of. It wasn't bad.
Pick the Fink back up off the ground and get him out of here.
Fink, get up and get the hell out of here. Now that everybody's...
It kind of sounds like Fink's gay like uncle or something like that.
Hello, Doc Gallows.
Now that everybody's asleep and you bored them to death, Gallows.
Hey, that's actually pretty cool.
We got a few people out there that are still listening, pal. This is a big deal for us. Yeah. We never had such a coup, such a star-studded, such a stellar guest as we do in Y2J. And I mean, we have Uncle Alan. We have Uncle Alan. Listen, here. Uncle Alan's a big star.
Uncle Alan?
Yeah, that's Uncle
what we call
Alan.
Him, yeah. Okay. He's a big Democrat.
He's a huge Democrat. He loves Obama. So
big Democratic brother.
He's really into Obamacare.
Loves Obamacare.
Actually. Yeah. He thinks it's great.
Uncle Alan hasn't come in yet, just so you guys know.
Still AJ.
Hey, you know what? Before we get any further, let me just say this.
There's a lot of characters going on like this.
Take off your pants, crack a beer, and listen to Talking Shop. What?
There's been a couple times that we do Stone Cold the entire 30 minutes.
Right. Well,
that
sounded good.
We just talk.
Sometimes you got to get on this podcast and speak your mind a little bit. Tell some bitch you're going to stomp a mud hole in him and walk it dry.
You ain't going to do nothing like that.
Dallas
Shut
has
up.
Got a lot of imitations here. This is great.
Yeah. Well, like Chris said when we first showed up in the WWE, I said, first off, Talking Shop, people, fans were worried. Our very loyal fans kept asking
all
us
six
about,
of them.
All six of them. All 11 of them.
You guys seriously had
nice listens towards the end.
We're a real underground phenomenon.
Underground phenomenon. Well, you know, we said it, every single when we went to Ring of Honor and worked, we went to Indies and worked. We always had fans come up to us and talk about the podcast.
I can vouch for that.
Yeah, for sure. AJ saw one guy show me his driver's license that was actually his real name because he was pissed off about us talking.
You were bugging about his name.
Yeah, talking crap about his name.
Because you had fans sending questions in.
Yeah.
Which we will do later on. We put a last minute request out. We've got like 100 questions.
Well, I hope these fans have real names, unlike our old fans.
And but the podcast just shut down because we knew that we were coming to WWE, but we didn't want to say anything, and it was a little bit R-rated at times, so
we had to say F the F word.
Yeah, so we had to just stop it out of nowhere. Yeah.
Can I just say one thing? Yeah. I know I'm the guest, but I just have some interesting things that I want to ask you about.
It's your podcast.
A lot of questions for you too.
Actually, it's yours. Anyways,
you mentioned about the real names, and there was actually some fans that got mad because you would yell at them about their real names, and they actually confronted you.
AJ can vouch for it. In England.
Yeah, but this guy was an American.
He was American in England.
Not a handsome guy at all.
He's a real hunk of shit. You know he's listening right now.
Now, so he's double whammy.
I'm just kidding, pal.
Well, he walked up like he
Buy
walked
a t-shirt.
Up. He walked
We're
up to me end. And yeah, he walked up to me and me and AJ at the gimmick table. We're just knocking the gimmick table out, of course, in England.
Yeah, just killing it.
He walks up, shows me his ID.
Throws it down
and goes, listen, my name really is this, whatever it was. And
so
I was like,
he said his name was Elliot Schwartz.
Yeah, Brent Dumassily. That's my real name. Here's my ID. You guys are full of crap. I used to be a fan. Now I hate you.
He goes, you guys were making fun of my name on Talking Shop, and I was sitting there with a little buzz. And as you guys are making fun of my name, I'm getting hotter and hotter, and I'm thinking, I really hate these guys. Like, AJ watched the whole thing. It was pretty awesome.
I was laughing.
Can you freshen me up, baby?
I just want you to know that this is my actual name.
And literally said, I'll abbreviate since we don't really need to drop the F bombs.
Yeah,
but he's like, F you guys, man.
He's an F
freak
man,
you guys.
Man, hell yeah, man.
Guys,
that's pretty
dude.
Damn cool.
You know, but the thing that's cool, though, is that, like, the fans were, like, there was the actual fans that loved us or liked us were they really wanted us to do a goodbye or something.
We just didn't because we only cared about ourselves.
Right, well, we just had to show.
And I only
down,
care about
you know?
Myself, and I think this show might do some ratings, which is why I had you guys back.
Of course. Why else would you let us hang out with you all day?
Because you're Woody Repartee or anything like that, right?
Well, because we almost went platinum with you. Platinum Brothers.
yeah, almost.
Right? But almost went platinum with the downloads. But the thing is, there's people that are waiting to hear Talking Shop, which obviously had wacky characters.
Yes.
But you guys would just talk about
we talked about the business, and I think it was interesting for them because we were in Japan. So, like, in my mind, always as a wrestling fan, they're like Japanese wrestling always had this, like, I don't want to say folklore, but like this mystique to it. So it was just dudes who were there, and we would talk about our big matches and stuff like that. But surrounded by that, there was a good bit of booze drinking and silly voices and cuss words and you know, witty anecdotes, which I have brought here to the WWE.
Well, that was the thing that we read online a few weeks ago, that Luke Gallows has become the locker room leader.
Yeah.
Because
he's
the morale booster.
Not necessarily the locker room leader.
No.
But the morale was always, you know, booster. When he was, morale booster.
Well,
yeah,
you know, because WWE puts smiles on people's faces, I turn frowns upside down. Okay?
I said that. But actually, it was online where it said, like, you know, the WWE locker room was walking on eggshells, but Luke Gallows
comes in
with his woody anecdotes and fun stories.
I like the anecdotes.
Hey, the locker room's great. It's fun.
Oh, it's a great locker room.
It's not untrue.
Huh?
I think you're pretty funny.
No, but thanks, Big Al.
And I love it when you're alone.
But once again, all three of you guys were on this show. not Talking Shop, but sure. on Talk is Jericho.
The real, the actual
right
podcast.
When you,
the actual
right
podcast.
When you came in to the company.
Yes.
Yeah. Within a week.
And
AJ
it gave
was
us
on
a sweet boost, too.
On the week. Yeah. So now it's been 6 months or so.
We appreciate it, Brother Jericho. Well, it was a real breath of fresh air for me. Not that anyone cares about my side of the story, really, but, you know.
a little snortsky there.
Yeah, we got a little snortsky. That's
Jericho
our first snortsky. I'm gonna drink to that. All right, here we go, guys.
Cheers to snortsky. This is the new drinking game for Talking Shop. Whenever there's a snort, you take a drink.
You need a refresh?
Please. Remember the old drinking game? No, nice. We can't do that. We'll die. I don't know where I was going with that.
Are you talking about when you just
come
back
to WWE?
Oh, no, I was just saying it's been a real fresh, like
fresh
a breath.
Fresh breath air?
Of fresh breath air.
A fresh of breath air?
Yeah, fresh of breath air.
Well, like, you know, like.
It's a good commercial for me.
Talking Shop, if we can go back to real quick to the origins of Talking Shop.
The origins?
I'm sorry.
Hey, can you say Arn's name real quick?
Arn. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. See, you make fun of my accent.
It's pretty good.
Arn.
What is your accent?
Arn. Exactly.
He doesn't have an accent, but when we first came in, you know, he's an NWA guy, grew up in the Carolinas, so like, we all love Arn.
Double A's my man. Yeah.
But he's like, hey, did you hear what Arn said? I'm like, what? Who the hell is Arn? Yeah, Arn liked our match.
Yeah, like, and like, I don't get self-conscious off of
him. Arn? What the hell are you talking about?
He started making me feel self-conscious. I just started calling him Double A. Like,
what's up,
then
double?
I feel like a real Mark then, for sure. Yeah. Hey, Double A.
Who the hell, Kim?
So the origin.
The origins of Talking Shop. It was me and...
You do realize it's pronounced Origins.
Origin, yeah, of course. Just like Arn.
No, he doesn't. He went to Marsdale College.
The origins of Arn.
Yeah,
the regions of Arn here in Taking Shape. Really cool.
I sound like Newfoundland. No,
I see Taking Shape. How you like it?
I see Talking. I see Talking Shop.
He worked in the Maritimes for a long time.
Everybody being mean to each other. I like it. What's going on?
AJ just got a tweet on his.
Is it Rocky Romero?
Don't bury me. Oh, he's getting a mention. I got to read this.
Who is it, please? This is AJ's. Let me just say this is live on AJ's iPhone watch, Apple Watch.
Yep. He's getting a mention. I'm not sure who it's from.
AJ, it's so tacky.
It's from Rocky. From Rocky himself.
Let's kick his ass.
Don't bury me, boys, and it better only be 30 minutes. That was.
See, wow. So that's actually from Rocky Romero.
Rocky Romero had to reel us in.
Listen, the origins of Talking Shop is me and Rocky were sitting in the sauna.
What did you say, Aaron?
In Japan, in Tokyo, and we were naked, and we were talking, and I said, man,
how else would you be?
I said, man, our lives are just somehow I had like this weird kind of like
epiphany.
Know, epiphany. There you go.
Yeah,
lives are just weird, man. Like we're in Japan. I see you more than my wife and my kids, and like. Man, like
you're
other
naked
two
when
like,
we're together.
Always naked together or whatever, but like we're in this
together.
We're in this crazy.
We're always in dick soup.
We're in this crazy country, a long way away. And I was like, I think we have interesting stories. I think let's just make a podcast, man.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And that's where it came from. Cool. But then Rock was like, listen, it's got to stay only 30 minutes because you and Gallows get on these tangents.
Get a little cross-eyed, and we just can't stop talking.
No, this has to be longer than 30 minutes. This is presented by Talk is Jericho.
Oh, yeah. Hey, can you tweet Rocky and tell him I said F you?
Yeah, well, it's on Talk is Jericho.
Can I just say this quick thing? Yeah. I went to a Japanese sauna once with Perry Saturn and Cronus, rest his soul, from the Eliminators.
Oh, yeah.
And we went in there, but we walked into the wrong side of the sauna.
Hot. I've always wondered what it's like in there.
Well, let me tell you what it's like there.
Walked to the what?
I saw the wrong side of the sauna. I went to the women's side.
Oh, I'd love to go in there.
Okay. Yeah, we tried to pay someone to go and tell us what it was like.
Okay, well, how much do you want to pay me to tell you?
Well,
we'll
drink.
Talk about it later.
Okay. We'll do what you rather
walked
for.
Walked in there, saw a 65-year-old woman with a bush down to her knees.
That's what I was hoping
yes.
for.
Yes.
And I'll never forget that scar of seeing that. So that's what you see on the women's side.
That's of course.
She had a bush down to her knees.
But so you sucks. Expect to walk in and see Shakira.
Like a Playboy. Yeah,
that's like the time I went to the nudist camp when I was 15. It was not what I thought was going to happen.
You would think it's going to be like Playboy models.
Yes.
Frolicking.
My friend Bob Giffen was like, I'll drive.
Bob Giffen. Shout out to Bob Giffen.
Hey, Bob.
Cheers to Bob.
First and last names for Gallows. That's what I was saying.
First and last
cheers
names.
To you, Bob.
Bob Giffen. Yeah,
cheers,
Maryland State Police. He's on suspension right now.
Okay, sorry.
Anyway.
So Bob Giffen.
Yeah, Bob Giffen and I, we were like, there's this nudist camp. You know, we really
where?
Have to go.
There's this nudist camp.
It was
camp.
In Paw Paw, West Virginia, like an hour from where we grew up.
And what did Bob Giffen like?
Bob Giffen and I were like, let's go to the nudist camp. And I said, listen, we both look older than our ages. We'll grow our beards in the summer, so we have to shave for football. So we made this plan. So, like, we set a date. We're going to go to the nudist camp. And I said, we're going to go in and say that we're going to check the place out to see if our girlfriends will be comfortable with it.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go back and tell them after we do a tour. That was my plan.
Right.
So we go, and I'm like, this is going to be the most amazing day of our lives. Bob Giffen's 16. I'm 15. He can drive. So we drive in his little Jimmy Blazer out to Paw Paw, West Virginia. We go up to the nudist camp, and, like, we pull up, and I'm like, we're here. It's amazing. Manicured lawns, beautiful swimming pool. Like, this place looks like paradise.
Were they doing the lawn in there?
It looks like paradise.
I got a great story about that.
Of course it does.
He's getting so, to it. We go inside, and I'm like, there's probably going to be a hot hostess or secretary who's going to maybe show us around.
Hostess or secretary?
Yeah, I walk in to a trailer, a single-wide trailer with a desk, and there's a 400-pound naked woman with white hair sitting there. And I went, ah!
Now, when you say white hair, you're talking white hair everywhere? Did the carpet match the drapes?
Yeah. She was sitting.
Oh, okay.
So you didn't see the...
I don't know. All I see are a lot of folds, okay? I see a lot of lumps. I say, hey...
The law of averages says that the white hair would probably match.
Yeah, I say, hey, I'm Steve Lawler. My friend Jerry Douglas is outside. We're wanting to check out. Oh, yeah, you got to use an alias. You
why Steve Lawler?
Steve Lawler? Steve the Brawler Lawler, Georgia jobber guy. Anyway.
Jerry Douglas?
Steve the Brawler Lawler.
Yeah, Steve the Brawler Lawler. No, I actually see the Brawler Lawler as a
cool
guy.
You know, I would have went as like Adrian Mulkey.
Yeah, ooh, know. Nice.
That's a good
the
one.
Mulkey twins.
Yeah.
Were they twins or brothers?
Mulkey, yeah, they're
twins.
Brothers,
Mulkey
brothers.
They twins.
Yeah, I love the Mulkeys. I remember them very well.
Back in the day.
Yeah. Wow.
So anyway, she's like, listen, I tell her the whole thing. She bites hook, line, and sinker, thinks I'm a nice, maybe 20-year-old man. I don't know. She says, I'll get Patrick out here to do the tour. I said, great. I can't wait to meet Patrick. In comes Patrick. All Patrick has on are blue slip-on shoes. He's 70 years old. He's got about four white, really long pubes, longer than his unit.
Weenski.
Yeah. So Patrick's like, I'm going to take you guys on the tour. And I'm like, all right, Patrick, let's go on the tour. So we go.
And now you realize you're in too deep. You're 17 years old.
Well, I'm thinking, are they on to me or are they not on to me? So they start taking us around. Well, first they don't take us to the nice amenities. We go through the campground where there's naked kids running around. I'm like, we got to get out of here. This is too weird.
Oh, now it's, yeah.
Yeah.
So we come now you've gone.
And you know Gallows is a raging pervert.
Patrick's explaining. I'm 15. Of course I'm a raging pervert. Patrick's explaining, like, anytime you eat at a restaurant, you sit on a towel, blah, blah, blah. And then he looks at me and Bob Giffen and he says, guys, if you don't take your clothes off soon, we're going to start to wonder what your intentions are. And we go, oh, boy. So we take our shirts off. So we're just shirtless.
Can I just say one thing and keep that shirtless?
This is illegal almost.
You said if you go into the restaurant, you have to sit on a towel. That's the
that's
the epitome of the health code.
That's pretty much as high
as it goes. You can have your junk hanging out.
Yeah, you can do what you want.
But as long as you sit on
the towel. As long as you sit on a towel, there's no anal grease.
Am I the only one thinking, like, you know, you ate at Waffle House and the next thing you know, you're sharting. You know, it's going to be on that towel. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't sample the menu, Uncle Helen.
I'm just saying.
Hey, can I get the hot wings, extra hot, 20 of them, and a couple of beers?
I got the bubbling crew, too.
So you're shirtless in Seattle.
We're shirtless in Seattle. So we're going, like, this didn't go the way we wanted. So he finally takes us out of the pool, and there's a hot redhead. And I'm like,
maybe we
take our pants off now. I don't know.
Yeah.
So she immediately jumps in the pool and, like, mean mugs the shit out of us. And we're like, oh, my gosh. So it's coming to an end. There's not, like, a hilarious, like, ending to this story. But, however, as the tour is finishing, he's like, you know, we have a ground crew doing maintenance. It's probably the weed whacker you hear. And as that's happening around the restaurant, comes a brother. Safety glasses. This is not a lie. This is hand of God. Safety glasses, baseball cap, like work boots, like caterpillar boots with the socks scrunched down, belt around his waist with his tools in it, running a weed whacker with his penis hanging out. Have you ever ran a weed whacker and it felt what it feels like on your ankles?
What if it hit his little wee-wee?
Imagine the tip of your Johnson.
And the irony,
toughest man I ever saw.
And the irony and pun of you saying he was wearing a belt with his tools hanging off.
Of course.
Well, his tools
he was a
hanging.
Tool with a tool belt with his tool hanging.
Listen, guys, we're live from Honolulu. I'm looking outside. I'm sorry, I got excited. I'm looking outside. I
beautiful
can see
beach.
The ocean.
I see the ocean.
We're in Brother Jericho's room. He's got a nice little penthouse.
It's a four-seat room.
Got a four-seat room.
He's got a four-seat.
He's got a sweet balcony. We walked on the beach today. Because I on Talking Shop, we always like telling people like what we did during the day. They always thought it was like it's cool because it was Tokyo.
I don't want to say what I did in my room, but the rest of the day was great.
Yeah, I believe it was three.
Did you abuse that thing?
Three jack skis today. From what I
don't have a lot left in the tank, pal. Hope
it's eternal though. It just grows back out again. It's fine. It fills up again.
It was cool. Like Chris said, he had a friend that he wrestled with like way back in the day, and that he has a boat on a beach in Hawaii and goes down like
asks
you want to like tell the story, man.
Well,
I think it's pretty
are we
cool.
Using the real name?
Can we please like I love the Talking Shop fans or wrestling fans. I feel like so for those of you who remember King Curtis Iaukea.
Okay, so we're using names.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Chris, this is a great positive story. Why would we not?
So we come to Honolulu and there's a guy like Gunka.
Yeah.
Carl just said Gunka.
I love how everyone
which is his official nickname, Gunka.
We're walking the beach.
Walking the beach, and I was like, we got to find my friend Rocky. He's got a boat. And so I said, let's just find the first local we find. We find this one brother who's selling surfboards, renting surfboards, super tan, long hair. Hey, man, do you know where Rocky Aki is? Yeah, it's right down the beach that way.
Not even a smoke signal.
Not even a second of thought.
No call.
It's me.
No,
it's that way. It's nothing. Me, Gallows, AJ, and Jericho walking the beach.
Right. And so we go down the beach, and lo and behold, there is this beautiful sailboat.
Yeah.
And he's right on the – hey, Rocky. And it's like I hadn't seen him in 6 years, and it's like I saw him yesterday. Hey, brother, what's going on? How you doing?
Oh, so cool, man.
Isn't that brother?
That was pretty cool, yeah.
You in 10 years. Hey, what's up? Remember the last time we did this?
That's exactly right. Yeah. And that's I always equate it to like war buddies. Like, you hear, like, I was in the trenches with this guy, and you see each other 20 years later, and nothing has changed. And it's like that with the boys.
Beautiful,
of course,
brothers,
yeah.
You know?
Beautiful.
So we see Rocky, and he's all cool, and he had sold his catamaran for what I equated in my mind probably about $1 million.
About $1 million.
Yeah.
He's doing good, and he's.
Yeah.
And he's saying that he's down there working, and guys, he's sitting on the beach in Waikiki with a 20-year-old girl running his boat, and he's just chilling, got a great tan, he's looking at
darkest
the ocean,
tan, yeah.
Living on the beach,
yeah.
And he's just like, you're like, you know what, that's how you want to see a brother end up. You hear all these tragic stories,
yeah.
There's a brother right there, you might not know who he is, he's living the life.
Yeah, because he retired when he sold his boat. Now,
right.
He also said that that boat was $22,000 a foot. And his boat, I think, was between 30 and 40 feet. So let's meet in the middle, 35 feet times 22
he's
grand.
He's the real Prince IK.
Yeah, he really won the lottery.
That's some Dosky.
That's about, so I'm saying, at least $750,000. But then he said it wasn't just the boat that's the big money. It's the permit that you get to pull
to
up on the shore. There's only four boats can pull up on Waikiki Beach.
That's
So the permit could be worth hundreds of thousands of dollars.
For sure.
He walked out of that sale with $1 million in his pocket. I guarantee it.
That's
for
awesome.
Sure.
And then he said, so I retired, brother, but then I was being home all the time, and it drove me crazy, so now I work for my friend as the captain. But he's got the name value. Everyone knows Rocky Ikea, as I said.
You know,
where's Rocky?
For him. There he is.
So we get on this boat, and there's this 20-year-old super hot chick, half Japanese, half upstate New York.
Right.
Great body, great island
spoke,
body.
Spoke Japanese and English, which was spoke very
Japanese. Your body's been kissed by the sun, ladies and gentlemen.
Kissed by the sun. And then we go out for this nice ride. Now, to predicate this, and then I'll turn it back over to the hosts of today's show.
We need you.
Yesterday, we were going to go to the beach, and we decided to meet at the hotel bar.
Yeah,
and we'll meet at the hotel bar, and we'll go to the beach.
Yeah.
We got a drink. And then
it turned
we got another
couple.
Drink. And then
so I kind of missed the beach.
8 hours later, at like midnight, we finally left the bar. But when we got to the beach, there was a little bit of some hangover going on for some of the
yeah,
some
there
of
was
us.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
We get
some
on the boat.
Uneasiness.
Of course.
We get on the boat.
We get on the boat. The waves start coming in. Gallows looks at me, and he's going wall-eyed. And he goes, God, I feel like shit.
We haven't even pushed off the beach yet. We're still on the shore.
We didn't even plan the boat ride yet. We're just standing on the boat. But
it's a pretty nice boat.
But the weird thing was Gallows looked great until that one moment the wave popped up and like his all of a sudden I remember I looked at you real serious. I said, are you okay? Like your face got real.
And you remember when I said no?
yeah. Clearly.
Nope. I'm sure not.
Such a really.
But we were on this boat with the girl who spoke Japanese.
I got snort there too.
And let me just say this: you guys spent all three of you guys recently spent a lot of time in Japan. Yeah. Can you speak any Japanese at all?
Yeah, I can. I can't have a great conversation, but I can order beers and I can order food.
Did you study?
I didn't study much. I did a little bit of podcasts where I learned Ohisashi Budi Desu, which means like long time no see. Let's do a couple podcasts where I started to learn some things. And I was able to understand more than I could say. But
he's underplaying himself, though. He could converse enough to like he'd get people laughing and stuff, and they'd be happy. Where like AJ and I would be like Nama Futatsu.
I could be like in a I could be in the taxi. The guy would be. Yeah, I could
which
be in the taxi.
Get your water,
and,
by the way.
In the taxi, and
so,
I could.
But you just picked it up though.
Yeah, just
because Japanese is a very difficult language to learn.
Difficult, yeah.
Because in Japan, there's different cities that speak different Japanese.
Yeah,
different
exactly.
Dialects of the
right.
Language,
right. So if you're
like
in Tokyo, and learning Tokyo Japanese, but go to Osaka and you try it in Osaka, and no one understands what you're saying.
I was very basic.
And like I mentioned earlier, you try and speak another language one or two times, and nobody knows what you're talking about. It kills your confidence, and you're done.
Like it was. exciting for me to learn, like, you know, Namabiru Shitotsu is one, right? And Namabiru Futatsu is two. Namabiru Mitsu is three. Yotsu is four.
He's talking about
four.
Ordering beers, folks.
Itutsu is five. Mutsu is six.
He's talking about ordering all six beers that he's proud of.
Well, I will say that you're a great help when we stopped at the
stations
and stuff.
That's what I was saying, though. He was, yeah.
You get a number from your ticket.
Right.
And
at the food places?
Yeah, right.
Food
and places, you're able to get your food because I had no idea what they were
saying. AJ and I would just stand up there and wait for them to look at us because everyone else was sitting down.
Like Haku Sanju Nana is 137. Like, I learned how to count, you know, or Nihaku. Well,
why do you do 137?
Nihaku.
Is that what six beers cost?
I was just saying. No, it's just like, or Nihaku Yonju Ni is 242. I guess I learned.
It's so funny, though, because you would go to, like I said, like to the truck stop.
Yeah.
Everyone, you're on the bus, and then you go to a truck stop, and you go inside, eat. And they would have little pictures, actually not pictures, like 3D objects to show you what they had to eat.
So yeah, like, but it would be like plasticized food.
Right. If you want, like, you know, beef curry, they would have this plastic plate of beef curry and show you, like, okay, a point to this. A
lot of variations of fried pork at those truck stops.
Very much so.
So many.
You told the story about McDonald's.
And like, right, yeah, McDonald's.
Yeah. But like, I knew it was McDonald's. I know it's that.
Yeah.
But I still would go McDonald's. I feel like an idiot saying the other way.
But they get it.
And then they go no, and I go,
oh, you had to say it.
Shit. So I look at Rocky, and Rock starts laughing. I go, McDonald's.
That could be part of the culture, though, because like I remember working when I was first in this company years ago. I was like 21. They called me up. I was very green and just shouldn't have even been on like a house show yet. Mm. But I worked with Tajiri, and he was very cool to me after. But the first night, he pretended like he couldn't speak English.
And that's another Japanese
scared thing. To death, didn't know what to do. I think we got through it. He knew I wasn't going to hurt him because I just looked like a big idiot, you know? Yeah. And then the next night, he was like, okay, then we'll do this and hip toss.
And then he's just speaking perfect English.
What the hell? Did you learn English last night?
That's what I always say. Go ahead, Jay.
I was going to say this. I went to the gym. We always find a Gold's Gym. We know where all of them are at in Japan. And we get a shake, a protein shake afterwards.
And then I vomit.
And that usually does happen.
Every time.
But she was saying, Myuko. I had no idea what the freak she was saying.
Myuko.
Myuko.
Milk.
Oh, Myuko. Myuko.
I had no idea what she was saying. And so I asked my buddy Fale. He goes, bro, she's saying milk. I'm like, oh.
Myuko. Myuko.
Bro, I know you just got here, but I'm not a translator, bro.
Oh, yeah, he used to get mad about that.
He used to get pissed. All right, bro.
And but like, it's just that little
just
twist
little
on
nuance,
it.
Nuance, you know, right? Yeah.
I didn't get it.
So to tell the end of the story is that we go on this boat ride and there's this this girl that's let's be honest, you know, she was a pretty girl. We're all
yeah, of course.
I mean, I didn't think so.
Well, you thought she was a gorgeous girl.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, or maybe not. So, I'm not sure. Depending on who's listening to this or who's stealing your Voxes or whatever.
That was a big shoot, Popsky.
It's the first real laugh of the day.
I have a good fake laugh.
Oh, he has a great fake laugh.
I laugh at one of our guys all day.
Oh, I know which guy you're talking about.
I know.
Crazy dude.
I think we all know.
Crazy Hair Jones.
Yeah. Hey. Mustache McGee.
Crazy Hair Jones.
So anyways, so...
He's not talking about me, by the way.
No.
Talking about AJ.
You have a mustache and a beard. No, this is not you.
No, you're a bearded baby.
We get to...
AJ getting hot over here, Democrat.
Uncle Allen's not in here.
Democratic.
Hillary's getting elected. Everything's
I just got a text
fine.
That Uncle Allen's Shut up.
Listen, Hillary's okay. Coming in. All right.
So the bottom line is we land on the beach and Rocky goes, hey, this girl wants to come to your show tonight. I'm like, oh, that's cool. He goes, can she come with you to the show? I'm like, well, we got to leave at like 5:30. He goes, well, she's got to work till 7. I said, show starts at 7:30. We'll get her tickets. He goes, well, how can she get in touch with you, bro? I said, I'll go talk to her right now. She needs tickets. I'll get her tickets. Get off the boat. Go up to her. I'm like, hey, so you want to come to the show tonight? She's like, I'm not sure. I got to work tomorrow. And instantly, I got to work tomorrow. Like, come on. It's
going to be over by 10.
That's right. So then I go, well, Rocky says you wanted to go to the show. Like, do you want to go? She's like, no, I have no interest in going. And it's like, I like her candor and her honesty, but I mean, come on, brother.
Like, I like Rocky trying to brother it up, too.
He was trying to set us up.
What was that for? Yeah.
Help her out, but she had no interest and had no idea what Rocky was talking about. She was saying, hey, listen, you four idiots. And no, I don't want to talk to you anymore and don't want to come see you work, that's for sure.
What a brother. You know, Talking shop though, Chris, real quick, was like we used to talk over each other all the time. It was kind of a staple of the podcast.
We had interrupt.
It was like MVP came on one time and we kept trying to talk and we kept cutting him off and
let me talk or not.
And me and Gallows were like talking to each other, and during the podcast, he looks over at Rocky and goes, "You do this shit with these two drunk motherfuckers all the time."
Here's my question about MVP. What's his name?
Montel Vontavious Porter.
His real name?
So, man, I don't know his. I even say to him, "What is your real name?" I don't know.
Do we say his real name?
Well, no, but I mean, but there's some people say his name is like Alvin Harris Jr. Or Muhammad Hassan. Name.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you
can Hassan is character. The heel from 2005 WWE. Jabari, man. Bro.
The guy who got taken to wrestler's court.
Yeah, the heater.
Out of business.
What do you get to? Well, let's
he got
that.
Thrown out of the.
Why did Muhammad Hassan go to wrestler's court?
Well, first of all, what's Hassan?
I think POP's real name is.
POP's real name?
POP.
Yeah, let me have a.
Is that what you're getting after?
Yeah, hydrate. That'll help.
He's Hassan, right?
Yes.
But I don't know, because Conan's the same. Conan has three or four names. He's Charles Ashenoff. He's Carlos Espada. He's Conan. He's like Dick Schwartz.
Did he change his name?
Bestis, Imposter Kane, Luke.
Charles
Ashenoff. Yeah.
It's his real name.
But that's what I'm saying. MVP is the same. There's Montel Vontavious Porter. Or M, as I call him, because I don't really know his real name.
Or
so
P.
We just
call him P.
Call
him P, yeah.
But then it's Hassan Assad.
I just call him
Alvin
Randy.
Jones Jr., whatever. What's that?
Alvin. Why is everybody a Jones?
There's a lot of Joneses going on around
here.
Yeah.
Well, I think he goes by Hassan.
Okay, so Hassan. So I'll call him Hassan from now on.
Yeah.
Okay, so Muhammad Hassan. Is that what we're talking about?
Muhammad Hassan.
I think we'll call him MVP so people know who the hell he is.
He's an Iraqi.
No, we're not talking MVP anymore. We're talking about Muhammad Hassan.
We're talking about Muhammad Hassan, man.
I'm going to say Muhammad Makusa, we're talking about right now.
This is definitely.
The lone Michael Jackson.
Mussolini.
This is definitely Talking Shop right now.
We're in it, man. We're all the way in. It took me a couple minutes to get in the vibe, and now I get it.
You feel it,
and
right?
By the way, Uncle Alan is on his way, and he's bringing a special guest. I just got the text.
Okay. Please interrupt.
I'm into it now.
Hillary.
So, Muhammad Hassan, the same.
Yes. The pro wrestler.
I'm just going to point to you when I'm trying to say his name. So, the guy's name?
Muhammad Hassan, heater.
Okay. What's his name?
Muhammad Hassan.
Great. So,
We're getting
a noise complaint already. This is
just like
shop,
this is great. Just like in Tokyo,
and we're not shutting down. We'll keep it rolling right here.
Yeah,
once they see
these microphones, they'll know the deal.
We'll keep it.
Noise complaint.
Sorry about that.
Maybe we should shut the door.
We shut the window. Yeah.
I want to hear what he said, because he was the key. He sounded
serious.
What did he say, H?
Well, boys, I'll tell you what just happened. AJ just left. Uncle Alan's here.
This sweet man came up, and he
must have been a liberal because he was smart. He said, if you guys keep making noise, if there's another noise complaint, we're going to ask everyone to leave except for the guy who actually is in this room.
So somebody stooged
us. That's a tall order, cowboy.
Hillary.
Well, on Talking Shop, we did a Talking Shop with Matt Seidel with Evan Bourne on the train, and we got a noise complaint on the train.
We got a noise complaint on the train.
Everybody take a sip.
Another snort from brother.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I can't believe you have an actual noise complaint.
We're going to get America.
No more Brother Steve.
Is this Hawaii, America?
Well, yeah.
Is it a state?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The 50th.
Let's see, we're learning here on Talking Shop. Live in Hawaii, presented by Talking Jacko. Yeah.
So, Chris, you want to pull some questions up?
We could pull some questions, but I have to finish the Mossad.
Yeah, no, I still want to hear this.
I can interrupt some more stories if you need me to.
No. We're going back to the Mossad Hassan.
Oh, yeah. Muhammad Hassan.
About that.
Oh, Muhammad Hassan.
Why did he take in the rest of the
story? Ding, 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 ding.
Musical accompaniment.
Up.
AJ took a snort.
I'm sorry.
Cheers, boys. Big Al snorted.
Well, remember when we first came to back to WWE, and like that was the first thing Chris said was like, you gave Gallows up. You were so happy to see him, and you go, you're one of the weirdest, quirkiest guys of all time.
I love him. That was his favorite thing he heard, because then every time we get in the car, he goes, hey, weird, quirky guy.
I wrong?
No.
Am I wrong about that?
No.
No, I take the compliment, but brother.
It is a compliment.
I had a funny memory today, or the other day at the Tampa airport, because I saw you when I was in that company on Pop TV, and I was in the airport there, and you were in line, and you were like, hey, Gallows, and I was like, hey, Chris, and like, you know, we hung out
Was it that sterile?
Hey,
hello, Gallows. Hello, Chris.
Wasn't that weird?
Hello, Chris.
Hello, Gallows.
Hello, Clarice.
They just hated each other.
Hello, Newman.
And we were just talking, and you go, what are you doing? I go, I'm wrestling for TNA, whatever, and you go, how old are you? And I think I was like 28. Mm. And that was it. That was the end of the conversation. Then Punk, like, text me the next day and goes, man, Jericho saw you in the airport. When you told him you're 28, he was baffled. He thought you were like 56. I went, come on, man.
It was the skullet.
Pipe it down.
Put the microphone down.
Now you look like you're 25 now. No, you look like you're 25 now. Back then you looked 50.
I look 40-ish.
No, you're good. So let's go back to
Muhammad Hussain.
And
why was he taking the wrestler's court?
I'm going to say Osama Makusan.
Let's let Chris tell a story.
In Japan, you can interrupt. This is Talking Shop. It's on my show.
I interrupted you again.
Yeah, by telling me not to interrupt, you interrupted him.
Hey, you let Chris tell the story.
You're a real piece of shit.
And by the way, I bring on noise complaints. We got one already. Keep them coming.
Yeah, you like
what do you do? Kick us out of here? We spent freaking $10,000 in this place.
Yeah, mahalo, asshole.
Sold the place out over here.
I know what mahu means. I'm not afraid to use it.
Did well for the economy.
Dude, we totally did. We kept that bar open all night last night. So anyways.
Not the Big Island.
He didn't mean that, guys.
Muhammad Hussain. He's a young guy, right? Doesn't really know the protocol of the wrestling business.
Etiquette?
Protocol, similar word, which 10 years ago was way more strict than it is now. You know, you would get kicked out of the dressing room if you said something wrong, or AJ's got another message on his iPhone watch.
From Matt Jackson.
Ooh, that's one of the Young Bucks.
Do you miss your old pals, the Bizzles?
Hey, Young Bucks. I'm just going to say Young Bucks five times. Young Bucks, Young Bucks, Young Bucks, Young Bucks, Young Bucks. We love you.
Goodbye.
I had the Young Bucks on this show. They're great guys.
Great.
They're
amazing. Brothers.
Great guys. Really good brothers.
Love them.
Good brothers.
We love you. You know what you're called in our group chat.
Okay.
You CSs.
Love them.
CSs. Scabs. Is that it? Did I get it?
What is that?
Real close.
Did I guess?
Guys
are suckers. That's two in a very short period of time.
I love how the word's getting around. These guys are in Japan right now, knowing that we're doing a live Talking Shop live in Hawaii.
Why? They missed Talking Shop because what Talking Shop was a good meeting of the brothers.
Yeah, just hanging out.
Yeah,
just like that's how guys that's talking.
How, that's how it started. The Muhammad Hussain story. We've been trying to hear
this one. It's not. It's not a great story.
We used to just sit around in the room and have some beers and talk about everything. Anyway. Then
right.
Then we had a podcast.
Then we just got a microphone.
Might as well record it.
Yeah.
There's a couple times they were
just
talking.
Just like what we would do now.
Right.
The Bucks had some real great Talking Shop moments because the Bucks aren't afraid to pull back the curtain.
Yeah, they love
the
that.
The proverbial curtain.
Do tell. Because a lot of people haven't heard Talking Shop.
Well, they basically would say
98%
like,
of the people listening
right now. Man, yeah. This effing finish should have been this. And we're going...
Easy,
guys,
brother.
Pipe it back. Oh, we don't freaking care. And then they're just telling all this stuff, and we're going, oh.
But meanwhile, it's great.
Oh, but the boys loved it. Like the fans
would love it too, right? The fans would love it too.
Yeah.
So,
Muhammad Hussain.
Oh, so it's
Hussain. What's the pronunciation?
Muhammad Hussain.
Thing with you now, you're educated.
Muhammad Hussain.
Aaron and Muhammad Hussain.
There was a snort there, by the way.
Muhammad Hussain. Muhammad Hussain.
You're like a hell yeah, man. Hell.
Muhammad Hussain. Wait till you meet Marble Man.
Should I power through this Hussain story? Do we even care at this point?
Man, I think.
Matter.
Man, I don't think you've heard this. I don't think you've heard this voice yet, Chris. Man, tell the damn story, man.
Man, tell the story. Hell yeah, man. I like a good story.
Man, hell yeah.
Is it your
It's
a hell yeah, man. It's like, hey, man, you having a good time?
You ever meet a wrestling fan somewhere down south, man? You go, hey, man.
Hell yeah.
You're pretty damn cool, man. Hell yeah.
Hey, you know who Chris Jericho is? Man, hell yeah, man.
Yeah,
he's cool
man.
As hell.
Damn, Chris damn Jericho came up in the sit-go tonight, man. I was getting me a damn 12-pack of beer. I said, hell yeah.
Then we went to Las Vegas, and this guy goes, man, I hope you guys have a good show. And we will. He went, hell yeah, man.
And he walked away. We signed his paper and went, those are real hell yeah, man. He's
hell yeah, man.
It exists. He's in Las Vegas.
In Las Vegas.
Do you know who another literal hell yeah man is? Is Vinnie Paul from Pantera, whose band now is called Hell Yeah, and actually says Hell Yeah.
Does he say Hell Yeah?
Hell Yeah. Hell Yeah.
Hell yeah. He's the real hell yeah.
Coming to the show tonight? Hell yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah, man.
I like your new record, Vinny. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hey, man.
Shout out to Vinny. Great guy. Hell yeah, man.
Hell yeah, Vinny.
Hey, man.
Pretty damn cool, man. Yeah.
Hey, man. Power through this story, man.
Man, thanks, damn Hawaii. We appreciate it.
Hell yeah.
Like you were saying, though.
We damn appreciate you.
Hey, Jericho, man, could you give us a hell yeah, man, a try?
Hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah, man. That's pretty damn cool, man. Hell damn Jericho, yeah. Man. I was up in his room, man. We was having some cocktails, man. We were flying high, cigarettes, everything. Hell yeah.
Drink it in, man. That's cool.
Here's a couple hell yeah little quotes, man. Let's say you're wrestling me tonight, right?
Yeah, so tell me
you're wrestling me tonight.
Yeah, man. We're working tonight, man.
Yeah,
cool,
man. If I'm not there, start without me. Hell yeah.
Man, we're going to damn start slow and taper damn off, man.
I was just
going
to say that one. You know Tracy Smothers, too? Those are Tracy Smothers' two biggest quotes.
We're going to start. Tracy Smothers, we're going to start slow and taper off.
Hey, man. Okay, man. Hey, we're going to start slow and taper down from there. Hey, man. From out there, start without me. Hey, man. He's not a hell yeah man. He's a hey, man.
He likes man.
Chris, you'll like this.
Everybody dies.
Muhammad Hassan.
Everyone dies.
That's
Chris, awesome. You'll like this one, actually, though. I want this to segue into Gallus' kayfabe story. Like, hey,
here's the official thing. We're now dumping the Hassan Hassan story.
Yeah.
Because it's not good.
We have to get it
back. It's been dumped.
Well, it might be a bonus track. If we have a space, we'll bring it back. But right now, dude got taken to Russell's court, was an idiot, and that was the end of it.
See you later, Shed.
Funny, but it's really
you ain't welcome around here no more.
Get out of here, man. Hand me no Shed.
Is the Nature Hoot here?
The Nature Hoot is here, brother.
I love these casting characters.
How you doing, Nature Hoot?
Oh, the Nature Hoot is partying with the podcast brothers tonight. And I'm having a great time.
Nature Hood, do you think Chris Jericho's ever wrestled Harley Race?
Hey, Chris, do you ever wrestle Harley Race?
No, sir, I have not, Nature Hood.
Man, he's the best, but I'm telling you what,
maybe you guys should give him a call.
Well, what time is it? Oh, it's 6 a.m. at
Kansas
East Coast time, so I'm serious up.
Oh, my God.
So good, dude.
You're Nature Hood.
I love your Nature Hoot. We used to do.
What do you know about? What do you know about $40,000?
What was fun about Japan was like we'd come
cut
back.
The Nature Hoot off because we're gonna get kicked out of here.
All right, Nature Hoot. Nature Hoot was really good seeing you.
What was fun about
Honking!
In Japan was that we come back from a match and AJ going to Nature Hoot during the promos.
Once we're off camera, he's got to hear that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I like the Nature Hoot. I'm still waiting for
everybody loves the Nature Hoot, brother.
Muhammad Hassan?
Sex Ferguson, I believe.
Oh, we got another.
He's loud, man.
He's loud?
He actually got a shut down in Osaka, Japan.
I
got
to see. Yeah.
But give us a little Sex Ferguson.
Give us a little Sex Ferguson.
Just the fact his name is Sex Ferguson.
Oh. I just got another tweet, guys.
From?
All right, on Age's Watch.
From Matthew Jackson.
Oh, that's Young Buck.
I'm going to do it in the Nature Hoot.
Okay.
Please.
This is one for AJ. AJ. Have you ever forgiven us for kicking you out? Out of what, brother?
Oh, yeah.
Out of the Bullet Club, brother? Is that what they're talking about?
There's like five Bullet Clubs now. So
it's not even a real thing.
You get in the Ring of Honor version. I think there's one in Evolve now.
Listen,
you guys are the club.
WrestleMerica definitely has one.
There's
a couple guys in bootleg t-shirts. Just running around.
You got a box of shirts you got to get
just
rid
tell,
of.
Just
guys,
tell.
Guys, I got these shirts. I don't know what to do. My wife's like, I'm embarrassed. I'm like, it's fine.
Just tell Matt that was just to tie up the storyline, man.
Yeah. I'm totally NWO, like anyone's in the Bullet Club now.
Everyone. It's the LWO, bro.
Now we're talking shop. I mean, different conversations going on. Now we're talking shop.
Here's the thing.
You just missed it.
I said the Stro is in the Bullet Club now in WrestleMania.
You're talking about Papa?
The Stro.
I love you, Stro. You refer to yourself in the third person as Papa, though, and it just drives me nuts.
Wow.
Papa went out today.
Stro calls himself Papa?
Papa went out and got a cheese.
You guys know who the Stro is?
I know, of course I know the Stro, yeah. Okay, from WCW, man. Yeah. He's played the piano.
He's in the WrestleMania version of the Bullet Club.
We'll always love you, Big Papa.
Well, just so you know, the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega weren't the only ones that beat the piss out of me.
Yeah, we did too.
In the Go Home Show. Yeah, my two bald-headed friends.
I didn't.
Oh, listen, really? Listen,
you
fans.
You know what?
I didn't.
Let's get into this.
You have to say, listen, wrestling fans.
Listen, wrestling
my
fans.
My punches were fake.
Listen, wrestling fans. We were jumping ship to WWE. We had to tie some storylines.
WWE.
Yeah.
What's wrong with them?
Listen, I know you guys are going
to
bring this
You're
up.
You're going to World Wrestling University, man.
I know you guys are going to bring this
World
up.
World Wrestling Underworld.
Sort of the kid. Guys.
Listen.
Listen, I know you guys are going
to... Gal, you're the cutest man I've ever looked at.
I know. I
saw you, he's definitely, he's definitely the cutest man on this podcast right now.
Sure. Listen,
Uncle Alan.
I know you guys are going to bring this up, and here's why I bring it up. 3:01 a.m. You get better. You better be there.
Listen, Big Al, you hurt my heart. I would kick
me in the face.
I would give you money out of my
wallet. You guys should have known better not to kick me and punch me.
That was a storyline.
Big Al went on Stone Cold.
Stone Cold Steve Austin's podcast. And
that was a storyline.
You know, if I called him up in the middle of the night, some bitches would say, "Hey, I'll come get you." There's some old Joe, Frankie Kazarian, and Chris Davis. You think we wouldn't come get you at 3 a.m.?
I don't think you would.
Tell you what happened.
Why not?
Because you kicked me in the face when you didn't have to.
I think it's more like Gallows doesn't have a car. It's probably why he couldn't
get you. What we said was like, Chris, what we said was me and Gallows are sleeping. Me and Gallows are sleeping in the room, and we go, got to see a text from AJ at 3:15. Go, nope, ain't getting him.
He's passing. Some bitches past the curfew.
Shut up, Gallows. Shut up, stupid.
I love how there's a division here in the Talking Shop, live in Hawaii, presented by Talking Jericho room. There's the two guys that don't give a f- about the noise complaint, which would be Gallows and moi. That's French. And there's the two guys that do care. They're trying to make sure we don't get kicked out of our rooms, which is Adj and
You know what?
Gunka.
You know every time I
Adj and Carol.
Adj and Gunka. Okay.
Chris, you'll like this story, man. I wrestled one time in Georgetown, Kentucky. I wrestled the Patriot. All right.
I was going to ask.
Is Del Wilkes the original?
No, of course not.
No.
100%, of course not. There's
it's like the eighth doink.
Yeah, well, and, exactly. It's like when Bob Starr was doink and the Russian assassin and Bob Starr on one show.
I think it's the Stro as the Patriot. Callback.
I don't know.
Hello, Bob.
Either.
That's real.
But he wanted to call it in the ring. That's fine. Whatever. I don't know. I was like 6, 7
Anybody that says
in.
They want to call the ring always says end it with brother. Let's call it in the ring, brother.
Yeah, let's call it in the ring, brother. Whatever it was. Well, yeah. I pulled him in, put his arm over my head, and I said, suplex. I didn't know.
Pretty basic stuff.
He went, no. Backed up to the rope, pulled my arm over, and just started peppering me with shots. No.
It's like when Brent Rage used to talk down to me. I was 18, and he goes, "Hey, Drew."
What's his name, Brent Rage?
Brent Rage. He goes, "Hey, you know you can call a match in the ring by yelling?" And I went, "How do you do that, Brent Rage?" And he goes, "Easy." So we call nothing in the match. We get in the ring. We go to lock up. He kicks me in the stomach, gives me a form of the back, and he goes, "Who wants to see a suplex?" Then he suplexed me. I went, "Oh, this isn't going
to
be good."
"Who wants to see a body slam?"
That was the next one. He goes, "Who's ready for a big body slam?"
"Who wants to see a tackle drop down leapfrog clothesline?"
Like, guys, I want this talking shop to last. Take it easy here.
I wanted to be like, "Who wants a Michinoku driver off the second? Nobody? All right, fuck it."
I mean, I can still see that.
Ooh, it's a test of strength.
No. Takes me over to start brewing with shots.
Now, was it you guys that told the Honky Tonk Man story about WrestleMania? Was that you guys?
Oh, yeah.
Can you please tell that one, please?
It's just great, right?
This is a totally no segue, just a great story.
Yeah.
Honky Tonk Wayne, you know how much I love you. And you are one of my all-time
favorites.
I have to put him over.
Okay.
I won't not.
Let me ask this. What are the odds, if we're gambling men, that Honky Tonk Man is listening to this podcast right now?
6-1. He loves wrestling.
6-1.
He wants you to think he doesn't.
So he listens to every podcast? He likes you.
He knows what's going on.
What is he, Santa Claus?
Yeah. He's got magic. He's impish and whimsical.
Why are you so serious? I'm trying to be
Why are you so serious?
Paul McCartney's a fat cook. Paul McCartney's a big
so,
fat cook.
No, anyway, Honky Tonk Man. Me,
there's a soldier down, empty bottle.
Me and
one
my
dead soldier.
Oh, dead soldier. Me and my good friend Kurt Hawkins.
There's nothing in it. Oh, there was a little bit left. Okay, right.
That should deserve a drink. Anyway, me and Kurt Hawkins.
Kurt Hawkins, good guy.
There's Honky at a table alone.
At a convention?
No, at the WrestleMania after party.
Oh.
You can't write Honky Tonk Man alone at a WrestleMania after party and with a scowl on his face. Gold.
Right, and it's not like he's trying to sell gimmicks or anything. He's just hanging out by himself.
He's just
in the corner of the room by himself.
Being Wayne.
Oh, Wayne now.
And we go,
holy smokes.
Man, let's go. He goes, and Hawkins is I'm as carny as they
come. Tonk Man?
But Hawkins Tonk Man is even more carny.
That actually works.
Hawkins Tonk Man. Hawkins Tonk Man goes, "Hey, brother, let's bookend him." And I'm always the one trying to come up with the witty anecdotes about brotherhood.
Yeah, exactly.
But Hawkins hits me with a really good one. I go, "You're right, let's bookend him." I sit down on one side, he sits down on the other. And like WWE, I've told this story before, but if you haven't heard it, because it's a much more vast audience than we had on Talking Shop.
99%.
They really go all out for the WrestleMania after party. It's kind of, maybe it's a thank you for the
year.
It's amazing. And it's a great spread, and there'll be some famous people, and there'll
be great spread.
Five-star things. Yeah, this is part of the story. So there's a sushi tower, and I mean a 20-foot tower of amazing sushi, and I'm a big sushi guy, you know, and we're getting the sushi.
Obviously.
And Honkin' Stock Bananas gets some sushi.
Yeah, Honkin' Stock.
And we go sit down, and there's Festus, the Honkinator, and the Hawkinsator. And we sit
Honkinator.
Down, like and that. And I'm like, I'm going to open this motherfucker up right now. Yeah. So I look at the Honk, and I say, what a great spread, huh, Honky? And he goes, yeah. It's coming out of your check, you fucking mark. And Hawkins and I laughed for about a minute and a half straight. And then we had to get up and leave because there were certain other professional wrestlers from his era that were invited to this scenario. And the things coming out of his mouth were acrobatic and uncouth. Like, he was just, I was like,
burying everybody.
They're paying you to be here.
Hating on Vince.
You told
Vince McMahon's an asshole.
He told that story to Honky. Just we saw him in our last indie we did before we came to WWE.
And how amazing was he there?
Oh, he was great. He told me.
I'm here for when the beer cart comes up. But
he reminded Honky of the story, and he told the story again, and we laughed. And Honky didn't laugh at all. He went, "I know. Yeah, it is." It was.
Well, he found no humor in the fact that I thought it was funny. He was still pissed that maybe whatever check he got, there was some deduction based on the catering.
Sushi Tower.
So you guys are going to New York. Listen, I'm going to watch y'all's match. And if you guys do one bum, I'm going to be so mad at y'all.
He goes, watch
I love when guys do that.
He goes, watch my eyes. I don't take my eyes off a son of a bitch out there. I don't know if you're going to hit me in my head. I don't know if you're going to break my neck.
His best line, he goes.
He wants to fight me when he's telling me.
His best line was, he goes, well, what if that dumb son of a bitch breaks my neck? What's he going to do? Come in the back and say, hey, I broke your neck. Sorry. Anyways, have a nice laugh. I'm going home. Yeah, screw you, man.
Yeah, I got to live.
He's going to hit me in my head.
I got to buy little shoes for my little daughter.
Is this when
that's a honky from he goes, some guy calls in and goes, we're doing questions, and he goes, I heard you don't like to tip, and he goes, ask that fat piece of shit Bundy if he ever tipped. He didn't. He buries him right away. Then he goes, oh, you want to fuck up my food? You want to fuck up my food, bring me the wrong cheeseburger, and then you want me to give you $5, $10, $20? Then I can't give my little daughter the Barbie dolls that she wants.
That sounds like Brother Nero.
Like broken man. That's what he did. Listen to it.
Sounds like Broken Matt, bro.
You give my little daughter the $20 the Barbie dolls.
I think he might have even had a knock at the door.
It's like, Crystal, should I go check and see if we have a knock at the door?
Do we have a knock at the door? We might have a knock at the door.
Yeah.
Here, let me go check. You guys keep the show rolling. I'm going to go check and see if I wish I could have like a Janet Jackson microphone around my head.
Another knock
this
on the door.
This is Luke Gallows. I'm not going to be on the podcast anymore.
If you had a Janet Jackson microphone, I'd...
Don't
worry about it.
Make you have a...
Chris is going to handle it.
Wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah, along this microphone with me as far
Chris
as I can.
Chris has been on VH1. He can handle it.
Yeah, for like for years.
Yeah, he has, hasn't he?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Yeah, you forget about all the how popular...
He's really famous. Chris,
yeah, he is.
Apparently, I was hearing things. There's no one at the door.
Oh. I could have told you that.
Since this is talking shit,
I didn't know that. I thought you were going to go pee.
No, actually, Chris, thought there was someone at the door.
Can we interview
Chris? Did you hear? Chris, did you hear? If just a question.
Well, you're a guest on their show. I mean, they can do anything.
I have a question from me.
Yeah.
Okay. Carl in the second row.
Yeah. So, like, did you hear rumors at all? Like, when you thought that you heard that, like, we were all coming to WWE. What did you think about it?
That's a good question.
Well, what did you think about it?
I thought it was great.
I thought these guys are stupid.
No. I thought it was great.
Did you know of all of us?
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you remember
we met last year with Jado and Gato?
Yeah.
And when I don't think you were there.
No, Gallows wasn't there. His wife was
Gallows,
in town.
But I know I keep an eye to the. I keep my ear to the ground.
Yeah, because you asked about him in Tokyo.
I feel like he predicted the future.
because when I was on your show,
that's for the first time when you first left TNA, right?
Yeah, and you were like, "Nah, you know, you basically told me that you'll be here soon."
See, here's something that Eddie Guerrero told me years ago. He said, "The cream always rises to the top." My dad used to tell me, "The cream always rises to the top." It says wrestling on the marquee. If you can wrestle, you'll always have a job. And I knew sooner. I knew that you would come here, AJ, because you'd never been here before, you know, officially.
Right.
And I knew that with your with the reputation that you had. Much like Eddie got fired from here. So he went and did the same thing. Went and worked around the world, went back to Japan, worked all these indies, and suddenly everyone was talking about how great Eddie Guerrero was. They couldn't wait to bring him back. Same thing with you, AJ. And then with you guys, I mean, Gallows, you were here before, went and reinvented yourself.
Had to.
Yeah. But yeah. Like I said earlier, we don't even know for sure if the office even realized that you were Festus
before.
Let's hope
they don't.
And when I went to eat with you guys last year with Gato, and you were there, Carl, Gato told me, he goes, you went and got to the bathroom or something. He said to me, he goes, that's my guy. So he goes, that guy's my guy. He goes, he's the best. He's a great worker. He's a great guy. And as soon as he said that, I was like, well, then obviously sooner or later you'll be in the big leagues.
Yeah.
Because people get mad at me online, internet fans, whatever, but this is the big league.
It is.
There's nothing else that even comes close.
Here's, I mean, not to stop you,
no.
We can't go anywhere now without someone recognizing us.
Right.
You know, it's like anywhere.
How much different is your life now
in
comparison to a year ago?
Well, just six months ago, even.
Yeah,
this is the big leagues. We were in minor league ballparks hawking T-shirts. We were making a great living, but not.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Listen, don't get me wrong. Been through
all
the levels.
That wasn't a defensive mechanism. No, I know you. I know that. Yeah.
Every level is huge, and you can be huge in Japan. It's a big world there. You can make a lot of money.
It's a global.
But we aren't from Japan.
Right.
We are Drew and Alan and Chad and Chris, and we're not there.
Right.
So when you have to travel 10,000 miles to get to work, and you're there for 3 weeks, and like we said, the first week is awesome. Second week, you can live it. Third week, I want to fucking kill everybody. I'm not Japanese. I don't want to be there.
Get me home.
Who said that to you? Was it Tommy? Tommy said it to he. Carl's the most underrated wrestler in the world, which I hate saying to him because he's a real,
say that again.
Real jerk. And
say it louder. Say it real loud so we all get kicked out.
You want to do what you rather?
You can actually say it.
You want to eat a bowl of my crap? Do you?
Hold on. No.
But Tommy Dreamer said that to you. That, he said it was a...
no Snorsky.
I'm a big snorter, man. Sorry.
He said to you...
That
it was a travesty that you had to travel that far to make a living because you were such a great wrestler. And I thought that was a great compliment.
Yeah, it made me feel great.
And that was leading into my next thing, because, you know, I like to hear myself talk, so I'm trying to cut you off. Chris
succeeding.
Is a huge... Yeah, obviously succeeding. Right. I'm going to keep talking, even over Chris Jericho. But
We know.
Chris is a fan of the business, so he knows that stuff. And I always wondered that, like, when we were doing, like... Do you think WWE knows the Bullet Club's a thing? Do you think the boys know?
But here's living now.
Here's what I do think. I don't think that Vince has time to watch any of the wrestling other than his own. There are guys who are paid to watch every company. So like Jerry Briscoe is a scout. He goes to the meets.
Right?
Just whatever. What's on TV right now? Okay, Ring of Honor is a show. Watch it. Lucha Underground. Watch, because you have to know what's going on.
You better know who's where.
Sure. It gets higher up the ladder, I think Vince has delegated Triple H to be the guy who decides who comes in. Because this has been the same since I came here in 1999. Vince McMahon does not care what you've done outside of this business until you walk through his door. Because he doesn't have time. To worry about it. And I don't have any issues with that at all. I agree. If I'm the head of the biggest company in the world, you got to show me what you got, man. I'm not going back to watch your shit you
really
did a year ago.
Yeah,
show me now.
Yeah, or listen, you headline the Tokyo Dome. God bless you, man.
That's great.
What's it going to be like when you come work for me? So once you guys go there and build your name and then come here, I said when Daniel Bryan first came in NXT, I knew right from the start he's going to get over before I even saw him work, because he was already over in every company he'd ever been in.
Yeah.
You guys did it. You did it, AJ. It doesn't matter if it's a bingo hall in front of 200 people or if it's a Tokyo Dome in front of 50,000. If you're over and know how to get over, that always works. You know that
still getting over.
You know how to get over. You know how to get over.
Yeah.
So it was cool, like I said earlier, to Rocky, even we were on the beach with the girl who had no interest in coming to see our show.
She really wanted to. She didn't want to say it.
She just wanted to say it, or even think it.
Yeah,
I think she didn't even care at all. Yeah,
Hey, Carl.
But I was saying, you know, now is the best time because they've opened up the gates as far as hiring guys from other independent companies, which for a while that was a no-no.
It was taboo, right?
Yeah, we're gonna bring our own guys in and
6'5", 270.
Hey, listen, there's nothing wrong with that, but you can't learn wrestling in a year.
Of course.
You can't.
Yeah.
You know, you have to learn over time. So... that's why you guys are here, and you're all
speaking of time. I think that timing is everything.
Yes,
that's why we, the three of us, are here right now. The club.
Absolutely, because it was funny because you came in first. I know you guys all got signed together.
Yeah,
but I don't think there was ever a plan to put you guys together as a club.
I don't think there was ever a plan for us to come either.
That we wanted to come home, looked at option, you know, a, TNA. Was,
yeah,
but listen, here's the thing: if TNA is an option, that's great. I wish TNA nothing but the best to be the biggest company that
you
can
say that all the time
because it's great for all of
it's
us.
It's good for wrestling. You want wrestling, you do well because you're a wrestler.
And there's nothing wrong if you do sign with TNA. There's nothing wrong with it if you're getting paid and working and it's you're getting exposure and all stuff. That's great.
If you're taking care of your family, that's most.
That's
important,
exactly right.
Yeah, for sure. That's what you're doing.
Because I think we're all at the point now where we're not marks. Like,
we were having issues with being so far away, and like we said on when you did the podcast with me and Gallows, I felt like New Japan got comfortable.
Yeah,
with us, and we're
not going anywhere.
And us, like Shinsuke, showed them that we can go somewhere else.
And that's why I also admire Shinsuke for having the balls to leave where he is from.
That took a lot. He took a lot of heat for that.
I'm sure.
Oh, I feel like he is one of those guys. Like, and people talk about him all the time. All the smart marks talk about him all the time. But the untapped potential there for what the actual WWE fan has seen to what he'll actually could become.
But we've never seen that here in the WWE.
That's what I mean. Like, that's why I think that. If the cards fall, it could be really cool. Because, like, you know, like, Japanese guys in WWE, historically...
Never been a thing.
Have never been, like, a thing. Have never been an over
opening
thing.
Match. Like,
the best thing you can remember is Taka. And
well, Tajiri got over with, like, Regal.
With Regal.
Yeah, the buzz exactly. saw on the finish on the road. Like, it's cool, but, like...
It was never Shin anything was, more than opening
it
match.
It was a bona fide superstar.
Shin's like
there's
made
a way to capture
style.
That.
But once again... The boss does not care how big of a star is. But if he sees
him, there's a way for him
if he sees him once or twice and goes, wow.
Yeah.
You know, even AJ, remember when you first came in? You're going to be a pit bull. You're going to be the pit bull. Right. That was the character because he needed to put a character
you're
on you
Cash,
for those first 2 or 3 weeks. Yeah. And then AJ's so mad right now he's the Kid Cash. But one,
no, but that's what I'm saying. He thought. And then now. Like,
but once you started working and showed how.
Hit me. I'm your friend.
Oh, my God.
Hit him.
I'm not mad at that
hit him.
Called Kid Cash. I don't understand why.
I didn't call you Kid Cash.
You look like Kid Cash.
You called him Kid Cash.
Pitbull.
He did, didn't he?
He said he's Kid Cash.
Yeah.
Which also named David Jericho, which had big heat with me.
Yeah, Dave.
There's
Jericho.
One Jericho.
A little pissed.
Business.
There's a Jericho, and
yeah,
you're the
only
Jericho.
One. This ain't a Storm or a Michaels.
What
or
did you
a,
mean by?
It's like Double A calling me gimmick
yeah,
Anderson.
Or an Anderson, yeah. Too many
I
Andersons.
Meant whenever they brought him up, they were like, "You guys are gonna be like pit bulls. You're aggressive guys." And like, I think that Vince maybe was putting you in that first match, like. Hand category.
Okay. But why wouldn't he at the first? He doesn't know who AJ Styles is.
Right, right.
And then sees one or two matches and goes, oh my God, this guy's amazing.
But then you see him and then the phenomenal thing's really his thing. Like if he was phenomenal AJ Styles, I wouldn't tell him that because his head would just...
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to ride in the car with him, but AJ can handle
You got a big head, though, Gallows. Literally, not figuratively.
Well,
big.
I mean,
you
if,
have a
if
giant
you were going
to
buy me a fitted hat, what would you say? Would
ooh,
be
four and three quarters.
Four?
Is that a thing?
I think that's like a...
Is that like from the 30s?
I think you
I sound
go
like Simon.
Way
I felt like
Chris,
Simon
we have some questions
right
there?
I would wear a 3 3/4 hat.
I would
you.
Have to have a 3 3/4.
I'd be marveling at you.
I look like a guy that we have now.
Oh, I just said his name already. I just said...
Chris, we have some questions you got?
I do have some questions.
Oh, thank God.
Thanks I need to talk about some really important stuff.
This talking shop has gone over 30 minutes. Are we cool?
Yeah, we're cool.
Thank God Rocky's
we're getting ready to wrap it up. Here's a famous...
Rocky is a piece of shit.
Oh, my gosh. He's just turning as Rocky. Okay, so a famous thing on Talking Shop is you to take questions from the audience.
Yeah, it's one of our things.
And I put this up because I said I was going to do it earlier, and I totally forgot.
Yeah, well, we had too much fun talking shop.
So I just put it up. Let me see. We're going to see how many.
That means we're going to come back for a part two of the final episode ever.
He's not going to allow
it
that.
Depends what the ratings
just
are. If the ratings
the
do good, if the ratings do good, we'll do 15.
We already
parts.
Got two from Bullet Club.
This was so 90 minutes ago. This we put this up, and we've have over 300 questions. So the first one from Andrew Campbell, very simple.
Fake ass
Campbell.
Name. That's so stupid.
Ugh.
This is
his question is, can I borrow $20?
No, you can't borrow $20, you piece of crap.
Piece of crap.
Also, AJ's the cheapest millionaire in the whole world.
I'm not a millionaire.
You're a great millionaire. You have a lot of money, and you've kept it by not spending it on anyone.
You know what?
He's the cheapest millionaire in the world.
You guys call me that when Chris Jericho's sitting right in front of us.
Well, Chris Jericho's the cheapest.
He bought me some drinks.
It doesn't matter how much money you have. It's how much money you won't spend. I like that. No, it's like Skander Akbar. It doesn't make you make it. What you save.
It doesn't make you stupid. It makes you smart.
No, you're great.
I'm just saying.
Skander Akbar slash Ron Ritchie slash Bob Backlund slash Iron Sheik slash every old
I would give you $100 for a Coors Light right now. That makes me a piece of shit.
That's the problem, yeah. I'll buy you guys all drinks. I'm the brokest. I just right, started making money recently.
Here's one. As we get into many of Matthew J. Rothenberg.
That's ridiculous. He fakes name.
What's the absolute craziest thing a fan has given you guys as a gift in Japan?
When he took a picture of me at the urinal, I didn't like it. And if I knew a back fist, I would have given it to him.
If I knew a back fist, there was a time, pretty easy. You just go like this.
There was a time no I was in them.
Well, you
have to study with the ninjas in the Temple of Shaolin to learn it.
No, just a.
There was a time.
Go down a little.
There was a time I was in the. In the bathroom, in the hot spa thing, and I was in the locker room, just getting dressed, and I heard.
Just call one.
I heard. Cha-ching.
Penis is forever.
I turned around, and there was a guy taking a picture of me. I slapped the phone out of his hand, and I'm not very aggressive like that, and it made me so mad. Man. Saying,
can you just sing that one little line?
Penis is forever.
Yes. Can someone please make a loop of that and make a disco version of that, please? I will pay you money.
I never understood Jericho,
the dance mixed version of Gallows's.
I did tweet out I love Mochi so that fans
that song. Penis is forever.
Mochi's okay.
So good.
I understood the reason why you did it.
Penis is forever.
Again.
And ever.
All right.
He's new to brother. He's popping.
Yeah, of course.
It
you
is.
You know me. I turn that frown upside down.
He just keeps popping.
People are walking on eggshells, and you are. Okay, here's one. At BB Pock.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Piece of shit.
Wants to know.
A little pop from Uncle Alan there as he yawns.
Just a
shit.
Where?
Just
pop.
Question is, we're wrapping up very soon, Uncle Alan. Hillary, where did the ski come from?
That's from
me.
Yeah, that's from
I
Gallows,
started
yeah.
saying that.
Where did you
because
get
you got it from Vince,
well,
right?
You know me, I'm always in the Alps.
You've never been skiing
Boo.
In your life.
Boo. Okay, can I tell my mom?
I heard Vince. I don't know why I started saying ski. I started saying ski 10 years ago. And then
was that Chinese?
Vince walked out by the ring. This was my swan song. I was just saying
this
ski.
This is back when you were the Lionel.
The man who.
Festus. Festus, sorry.
I was the man. I was the. Hey, don't say the name. I was the drooling man. Oh. So the drooling man was up.
Vince doesn't know that he
Vince does not listen to my podcast.
You better shut up, Carl. So wow.
He doesn't remember that.
He's by your shoot name on that.
Yeah. Yeah, I called you by your Christian name.
Yeah, sorry.
So I was just out there skiing my way through life.
Yeah, meticulous.
And he came out for rehearsals, and he goes, hey, Shosky. And me and Ray Gordy looked at each other and went, oh, my God. Vince said ski.
That's an old thing.
And it's.
I told you this story earlier, but I have to tell it for the fine listeners
tell it.
Tonight.
Yes, please.
When Hogan came back in 2002, he worked with me, had a great time, worked with Edge, had a great time, worked with Kurt Angle. Kurt was a strong style wrestler, gave him a couple suplexes. Maybe a German was involved. When he came back to the curtain, he goes to Vince, hey, Vince, the Olympic kid's a little bit stiff-ski.
The Olympic kid
is a little bit stiff-ski.
Listen, you're the Hawkster, brother.
Hey, the Hawkster.
The Hawkster.
The Hawkster, whatever he wants.
He's cool.
Hawkster's a great dude.
Hawkster
is a brother.
When I was in TNA, I was like, you know, you meet some guys when you grow up and stuff, and you go like, maybe he's not how I want him to be. I met Hawk, and I went like, he goes, do you want to have a Miller Lite and a hot dog? And
in
I was
the
like,
dressing room.
I was like, man.
He did say Hawk.
He said Hawk.
He said Hawk Hogan.
Was it Honk or Hawk?
Said Hawk?
You did not say Hawk.
You're the one who can't say Hulk.
You just said Hawk.
He said Hawk.
Honk?
He said Hawk.
Honk.
Hawk.
Like Honk a Horn Hogan. So me and Honk a Horn Hogan were in the dressing room.
I have you fused with the Honkins Tom.
These are more questions. Hold on. Be quiet, Gallows.
All right, here's one from at Retro Horror Inc. Joe Cool.
That's just a made up, horrific,
stupid
excuse.
The question
is:
has Sex Ferguson made any backstage appearances at a WWE event?
Yes.
Baby, I talk like this and I hark like this. You feel me? No, you don't. We'll see you next time.
Just a little taste of
little sex.
Little Sex Ferguson.
I used to hate Sex Ferguson. Then I got Sex Ferguson's background, and I started to kind of like him. He's a brother. He's a brother. He's an annoying brother. He's like the old annoying brother from the armory.
There's only a few questions left. This is a really easy answer for this one, okay?
Yeah.
This is from Kazzy McJazzy.
I like that name.
Stupid name.
I like this.
Which one of you three guys have the best hair?
Really?
Me?
Kazzy McJazzy?
Are they talking about like
look at the trim
pubic hair or head
hair? Kazzy McJazzy, I hope you...
Okay, this is the last question.
Sometimes a man's not taking
some Thank God.
This is stragglers.
This is from Jose Fernandez.
Me. Come on.
Jesse Hernandez?
Can't be a question.
No.
All right.
It's Jesse Hernandez.
Here, you're getting paid 60. I'm taking
Chris read it wrong.
I don't know who this is referring to, but ask about the voices. Sour Boy, Rednecks 1 and 2, Marble Mouth, and Willow. Okay, so we're gonna have a flash round here.
So name one.
Yeah, so Sour Boy.
Everybody knows who Sour Boy is.
Watch him.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Chris. Somebody put some lemon in my water.
Hey, Chris, me too.
The problem is with my water. Yeah. It's so sour that it's very difficult for me to talk to you.
Hey, I wish somebody put a rum in my...
I don't know how to talk to someone who's terrible. Been in the wrestling for
somebody
a
put lemon in my drink.
Really
yeah, it's
like
terrible.
Lemon.
Who's next? What's the next voice?
Maybe you should find out what the next question is, Chris.
What's the next voice?
It's very disgusting, Chris.
Crazy. I love
your actions are awful.
All right, Rednecks 1 and 2.
Well, man, hell yeah.
No, I know who that is.
Hell yeah, man.
Here's a damn... No, it ain't man. Hell yeah, man. Name is a damn thing. It's James. Hey, Chris, you made a lot of money in this business, man.
I know that, man. That's when I brought the frickin' mail, man.
Anyways, redneck voice number two, ooh, probably.
I screwed that girl, man. She's cool. She's a cool-looking girl,
dude.
Man.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I'm pretty damn cool guy, ever. Man.
Yeah. Marble Mouth.
Oh, hello, huh? Man, you talk about all that stuff, man. Y'all boys, man. Y'all trying to have a good
time. That sounds like redneck number two.
Yeah. No, it's not redneck.
Marble Mouth would be
man,
like that.
You don't know, man. You're damn good living up in there in Canada, man.
The thing is that Marble Mouth turned into redneck voice number like 4 or something. His Marble Mouth was like, he turned into this guy right here.
Man,
man.
He just
hell
was
yeah.
sitting back.
He turned into hell yeah, man.
Hell yeah, man.
Just having himself a damn good damn time.
Yeah, he's,
I have to be honest, my favorite guy so far has been hell yeah, man.
Hell yeah, man.
I love
hell yeah, man.
Hell yeah, man's a real guy. It's a good guy. Well, I know him. It's Vinny Paul.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so here's the last Willow. Who's Willow? Is that a guy?
We live. And we die!
We die! What is that? It's TNA Willow.
Do you guys know who
this
the
Jeff Hardy.
Oh, that's Brother Nero.
He's broken.
There's no way half of this
you're broken
the show.
Yeah. It's all going on, every single bit of it.
Yeah, no way.
Beep out the cousins.
Brother Chris. When I search deep into the abyss of the knowing. The knowing.
On Talking Shop, on the actual Talking Shop, thank you, Chris. First off, thanks, Chris, for letting us bring this horrible show
this
to
is
your great
Talking
show.
Shop, live in Hawaii, presented by Talking Jericho.
Which is amazing.
Have you ever seen them Talking Shop movie?
Talking Shop movie? There's two of them.
There's two movies.
Chris, we made a lot of money, man.
Is it available online on YouTube?
No, we had to shut it down.
No, we
made a lot of money off of it.
How'd you make money off the...
Chris, just in time.
Just in time.
We're shutting down the
We could be getting cut off. We'll just tell them right now we're going to cut up.
When you look down at your beeper and you see the podcast is over and a sumbitch comes up in the room. And he wants to say we ain't got no damn time for no damn podcast.
It's going to be another minute. We're wrapping up right now. Yeah, we're getting up. Thank you, sir. Yeah, we're wrapping up right now, my friend. Yeah, we're just wrapping up the show right now. We're done. It's all good. We'll keep it down. We're finishing up.
Sorry.
There's three cops at the door.
Really?
Mahalo for removing your slippers.
Here's the thing, and there's no more funny voices or anything like that.
Yeah, no more bullshit.
Which I'm all for. But there's two dipshits at the door wearing blue shirts, and one guy who was like Peter that showed up with his Hawaiian shirt on. He was the real guy.
Yeah, he had his mean mugging face on.
He was really, he was really so.
He doesn't beat any of us up.
You had the Fink and Dave Penzer introduce the show. Is anybody going to close the show?
We had a great time. Thank you, Chris, for coming into the shop and talking with us.
Thank you.
Allowing us to do Talking Shop on Talk is Jericho and making it something fun because, you know, our fans thought that they would never hear us again. And they got to.
Crack a beer, take off your pants, and listen to Talking Shop. Drugs Delaney, I'm talking to you right now.
our biggest fan.
Yeah. He's our biggest fan.
There will be a part two of this.
Oh, I can't wait, man.
And we have the Hawaiian police at the door.
Have we went an hour?
Thanks, guys.
All right.
All right,
man.
Talking Shop, live in Hawaii.
Thanks for letting us do this, Chris.
Presented by Talk is Jericho.
Thanks, Talk is Jericho.
Greatest show ever. And hold on.
Talk is Jericho, mama.
Hey, Rocky. This is Luke from Honolulu.
Rocky, miss you, man.
Thank you.
Rocky, miss you, man.
We love you so much. God damn it.
So in case you're wondering, none of us got kicked out of the hotel. We never heard from security again that night, but we did take a wicked selfie that I'm going to post on Instagram of all of us and the security guards late that night in Honolulu, Hawaii, in Waikiki. Thanks to Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson for hosting Talk and Shop live in Hawaii. Thanks to AJ Styles and all the other great guests, including Uncle Alan, Hell Yeah Man, Sour Boy, Nature Hoot, Redneck One and Redneck Two. What a bunch of characters. Sex First Ferguson was awesome, but I think my favorite was probably Hell Yeah Man. Hell yeah. Did you enjoy the show today? Hell yeah. Great times. If you like the show, hit me up on the Twitter at Talk is Jericho. Let me know who your favorite character you heard was today. And if you want more Talking Shops, I think we need more Talking Shops here. Talking Shop live in Hawaii, presented by Talk is Jericho. And don't forget, another huge podcast presented by Talk is Jericho, March 15th, 2017. It's the biggest podcast ever. When Mick Foley joins Talk is Jericho, the countdown has begun, 242 days and counting. All right, get ready for the biggest podcast ever. And one last thank you to you guys for supporting the great Talk is Jericho sponsors. To ddpyoga.com/Jericho, you get 20% off anything you battle just for a limited time, including the new collector's edition of the Resurrection of Jake the Snake documentary. Thanks to True Car as well, the best car buying experience I've ever had. And of course, big thanks to Amazon. They've been with this podcast since our first episode. It's the easiest way to support Talk is Jericho. Just use my Amazon links anytime you do any online shopping. All my Amazon links are at thepodcast1.com. Click on the Killer Deals button in the top right corner of the page, then hit Talk is Jericho. Got the Amazon links for USA, UK, Canada. Every time you use Talk is Jericho Amazon links, Amazon kicks back a small percentage to the show to help us cover production costs. You can buy anything you want. If you buy something, take a picture of it, post it online on the Twitter at Talk is Jericho. I will follow you and retweet it. How's that sound? All right. Don't forget, no extra fees or hidden challenges. Just go to podcastone.com, click on the Killer Deals button in the top right corner of the page, then hit the Talk is Jericho button. Thank you so much for listening. Keep listening for the 60-second AP News headlines coming up next. All right, that's it. Next Wednesday, we got cosplay with Tanya Tate. She's one of the hottest cosplayers out there, both literally and figuratively. She's going to explain to us all what cosplaying is right when we're getting up to the San Diego Comic-Con. Wondering what cosplay is? I had no idea. Tanya is going to explain it to us this Wednesday on Talk is Jericho. So we'll see you then. Stay hard, stay hungry. Peace, love, and hugs, and a big yeah, boy!
You can download new episodes of Talk is Jericho every Wednesday and Friday at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.